Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, a lot of talk on whether or not we should get a booster shot, depending on what shot you got in the first place, what COVID vaccine you got in the first place. And so a decision has been made, maybe not exactly what we expected, but we're going to go to Washington, D.C. now and talk to Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, Pam. Yeah, the FDA, as you know, recommended boosters for those over 65 and have compromised immune systems or people who would be at great risk for coronavirus disease. But a final decision, this is an advisory panel, a final decision is expected this week. And it kind of is a broad category. When you're talking about people who could be at severe risk for the disease, it might end up falling to the shoulders of doctors to decide, okay, who's going to get a booster shot? It's not really a matter of availability as much as it is we'll find out when it comes to the FDA this week as to why maybe boosters wouldn't be recommended for everyone yet. Now, we do know that that the president had wanted boosters rolled out to everyone this fall. I guess fall actually starts tomorrow, amazingly. And but at this point, it looks like that the FDA, the CDC tapping the brakes on that.
Yeah, and do we know anything else like Moderna, any of the other vaccines besides Pfizer? Have we heard anything about that?
Yeah, it's interesting how they're separating this out. Yeah, you make a good point here, and this is a decision on Pfizer only. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, the decision will come on that later. The FDA advisory panel still studying data on those two. We should get some information in the coming weeks about those particular shots. Now, the studies have shown that Moderna was holding up better than Pfizer, so it could be that's the reason why the advisory panel is taking a look at Pfizer first.
And have we heard anything from the White House on what their plan has been? I mean, I'm imagining that they were waiting to hear what the, you know, FDA had to say.
Yeah, I think that they are waiting for, you know, a final decision on this. But in past statements, the White House has been very, you know, whereas, you know, the president really wanted this fall, supportive of the health officials there who are making these decisions. So I doubt you're going to see a real public rift, but there could be discussions behind the scenes, certainly.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update, Rachel. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pam.
And as she mentioned, you know, this is something that a lot of folks people are ready to go and get them. I mean, I've talked to folks at the Starr County Health Department who say, okay, we have to, you know, kind of put the brakes on this until we get our information. We don't know yet exactly how this plan is going to work for us. We aren't sure exactly, you know, how it would be distributed. But once this is okay and given the final approval, it could be next week. It could be by the end of next week where we start seeing this happening. And I did hear Dr. Anthony Fauci talking about booster shots and saying, you know, listen to the experts.
You want to have some scientific proof. And that's the reason why right now we recommend that people go by the guidelines according to the FDA approval and the CDC recommendation.
All right. So again, the recommendation is this is for booster shots for healthcare workers and other frontline workers, including teachers, as well as older adults over 65 and those who are at high risk. And we will, as Rachel Sutherland mentioned to us, we will get a clearer picture of all of this probably sometime this week. But hopefully we'll get more information, and then those of you who are in that status will be able to figure out whether or not you can go and get the booster shot.
Could be putting more of those ideas into actual actions instead of just talking about everything that could be done.
No more words, no more talk. Action I want.
What's next? Keep listening to find out.
And it maybe moves them to action rather than just being passive.
Because the news never stops, and neither do we. News Talk 1480, WHBC.